talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Creek talk, talking about the creek. Talking about Dawson's Creek.
Welcome back to Creek Talk. This is Steven.
And I'm Jamie.
And this week, we're recapping Season 6, Episode 2, The Song Remains the Same.
We just wanted to build up a little suspense for you guys.
Yeah.
We needed a drum roll in there. Maybe we can edit one in. Yeah.
It's been a month, Jamie, so I was like, let's make it a little, you know...
suspenseful.
Yeah, you know, for the listeners.
It has been a month.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Since I could hold my head up high.
Also, Happy New Year, Jamie. This is our very first recording of 2024.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
Yeah, it's crazy. The holidays are over. It's New Year. It's already turned into shit. But you know what? Can only go up from here, right, Jamie?
Can only go up from here.
Yeah. But how have you been?
Good. You know, same shit, different day. My charger's not charging.
Oh my God. Is your laptop going to die?
It's weird because the light's on like it's charging, but I don't see the little chargey icon thingy.
This is the content people miss from us.
Oh, there it goes. It's just a little delayed.
Charger problems.
Charger problems, tech problems. We wouldn't be us without some kind of an issue.
Speaking of, I did remember to hit record for this one, so.
Round of applause.
So it's 2024. We haven't recorded it in a month. We took a little break for the holiday. We both were sick. And now we're just sort of like getting back into the swing of things and, you know, doing our thing, recording a podcast with the final season of Dawson's Creek. It's crazy.
I know. I don't even know. These last couple of weeks have gone by so quickly.
Yeah.
So quickly.
It's crazy. Time really just keeps going by so fast.
I know.
But what did you think of this episode? Did you like it?
Oh, yeah. I mean... I feel like this episode's like a controversial one.
Oh, yeah, it is.
How many people who love Dawson were like angry at Dawson in this episode?
Yeah, he was kind of a putz.
Yeah, he's an idiot. And then he was just at the end, the way he was just trying to like blame it on Joey again. Yeah,
he did.
Bro, no.
It was gross. It was gross. The situation was gross, but also, like, I agree with how Joey reacted in the moment, but I also feel like she could have just said, okay, forget it. If you're not with her anymore and we're going to be together now, then let's move on from here. Because it's not like he was like fucking the girl while he was sleeping with her. Like, he left California. She didn't know about her.
I don't know.
They weren't exclusive. He was able to date whoever he wanted while he was in California.
I'm not knocking the fact that he's allowed to date whatever he wants. What I'm angry about is the fact that he hooked up with Joey and did not even say, hey, wait a minute, this is, you know, like, he had no remorse at all for how he treated that other girl. I feel bad for the girl over in California. I feel bad for Joey because she had to deal with it. She basically became a homewrecker unknowingly. Like, we don't know how serious a relationship is. Sure, he claims it was nothing serious, but we don't actually know that. He could just be, he's a dude. He could just be saying stuff. And my other thing with this, thankfully, we are aware of Dawson, right? We know his character. But if it was any other person, what makes you think that he's not, like, he's in a relationship with somebody. He's got a girlfriend. He cheats on her with another dude, with another girl, and then goes and breaks up with her the next day. What makes you think he's not going to do that to you if he decides he's, like, in love with somebody else all of a sudden? Like, these are the thoughts that go through women's head. Not saying that last one really has any weight because we're talking about a Dawson Joey saga. Yeah. But I'm sorry. I just... Nah, bro.
No, I totally agree with you. I thought he was totally wrong in the situation. He should have brought it up to her when he came to see her. But I think he was also trying to like give her the this like, because at the end of the episode, she's like, I do want the fantasy. And he sort of understood that she lives in that fantasy world a little bit. But I don't think it was as serious as they made it out to be. But
It might not have been. I mean, we don't know, but it's still the principal.
yeah, it's
He's
the
had a
principle.
girlfriend. He had a girlfriend. He didn't tell Joey about it. He had no remorse cheating on her because it doesn't matter. You're in a relationship with somebody, even if it's not that serious or it's brand new. If you have defined that relationship, you are in that relationship.
Yeah.
So it's like, I just.
Yeah, he should have broke it off with the girl in California before he started doing anything with Joey. And
Agreed, agreed. Or he should have just like said something to Joey, like, listen, I really want to do this, but I have some business I need to handle first.
that's not what happens in real life. Like in real life, it's, I know this is a show, but like in real life, when you're like making out in bed together and like you're getting all
He should
like,
have never been in bed with her making out.
but they just,
He should have never opened himself up to be in that
no, but they were
situation.
doing it to each other.
I don't care. My point
I
is, if
just,
you're in a relationship with somebody, you should never put yourself in that situation until you handle that business first.
I
Ever. I don't
agree
even
with
care if
that.
it's your best friend from when you were a child and you were 6 years old. I don't care. The moment
That's
that
why I
you're
think it's
thinking,
different.
oh, yeah,
I
like
think
the
she's just on
moment
a
where you
different
think,
level.
I don't care though. I don't care. That doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right. The moment that you think, huh, this might turn into something. I have a girlfriend, should go through your mind and do the right thing. I don't care how long the history is. I don't care how long the history is.
Well, we also don't
That is
know.
not right. You're with somebody else, then you need to handle that relationship first. Bottom line.
We also don't know how serious he is with the girl in California. They could have just hooked up a couple of times.
Well, let's hope that that's what that was because. He did not explain it very well. Oh, it's nothing. Oh, it's nobody, but it's somebody I broke up with this morning. So you had to break up with her, which means you were together. So, no, dude, no.
Well, because in his head, he was like, this is what I want. I'm moving on now to this. This is what I want. But
That's
anyway,
great for
well,
him. That's great for him.
look, let's not argue about it, Jamie, because I don't want you to be one of the people who sent me vomit emojis when I posted Joey and Dawson pictures on our Facebook
I'm not gonna
Instagram.
do that. Let's see, this is one of the great things though. We can have these type of conversations without hard feelings. But like I think that was wrong.
No, I do. I do see the faults in it. I would be pissed off, but I just feel like they've been together for so long with this, you know, are they together, aren't they together thing, that it was just like a matter of time before they actually did it and had sex and like
And
moved
that's
on
fine.
to that
But it
next
shouldn't
level.
have been
But
at somebody else's
yeah,
expense.
you need to like cut it off first before you like move on. But like,
Agreed. Yes.
I just think it's a different situation with them. That's all. Because it's Dawson
No.
and Joey, that's all.
No.
Another funny thing that happened in this episode was that I was in
You
it.
were in it. You were in it. Your front and then your backside.
I know, and then you see me crossing the street, and I had no idea until I realized I was in it when I saw myself. So I was like sitting here watching it, and I was like, this is kind of familiar. Like, and then all of a sudden, you see me and Aubrey walking up, and I look like skinny as fuck in this like background, and I look sick. Like, I look like I'm sick, and
You didn't look sick.
I thought I looked sick. And then like I'm walking, and I was like, oh my God, I'm in the episode. I don't even remember this.
Can we just not only say that you were in the episode, but you were like 5 feet away from Jensen Ackles?
Yeah, you know what? I don't even remember him being there. I don't remember Michelle Williams being there. I don't remember it all at all.
Just completely blocked the entire scene out, but ladies and gentlemen. Our lead honcho over here was in another episode of Dawson's Creek.
So I remember getting pictures with Michelle Williams and Busy Phillips that day, and she was in that outfit, that green shirt, and Busy Phillips was in the outfit she was wearing in the hotel, the like white tank top blouse thing, and
Right.
we got pictures with them, and we must have done the episode, and then we're like walking around, and we just ran into them because I remember seeing them in front of like another location in town, and we just got pictures with them. But yeah, I don't remember doing it at all. It's so funny. I remember doing the one that I did in the beginning of season five. I just don't remember doing this. And I texted Aubrey and I said, "Do you remember this?" She was like, "Wait, it's vaguely familiar. We were outside walking, right?" And then she said she had a scene where she was sitting inside somewhere, and I was like, "Oh, I don't remember." And then I go, "How did we get to walk together?" I was like, "Where was serum?" And she goes, "Who knows?" She was like, "If we had anything to do with it, we made sure we were walking together and leaving her out of it."
That's funny.
I was like, "That's."
So I loved Aubrey's hair.
Oh, Audrey hair.
Audrey, whatever. Man, these D's and the B's, I can't. All right, Audrey's hair. I loved it. It was cute, short. I don't mind it.
I
I
didn't like it.
not like Jen's hair. It's borderline turning into a mullet. I don't know what the fuck they're doing with Jen's hair, but it was just I hated it, dude. The bangs do not look cute on her. The way that, like, I mean, the bangs could look cute. It was the sides. It was like too far back, and then her hair began. Dude, it was turning into a mullet. I don't know what they were doing, but why? Why do you do that to that beautiful girl's hair? I don't know.
Well, it gets worse because she gets like a pixie cut or something, and she has bangs, and it gets really, really short. And then
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do to her, but then yeah, stop it.
in the series finale, she ends up having like a wig
But
of
she
like...
was really sick towards the end, though.
No, she's only sick in the last episode, the final episode. She's like totally normal up until the final episode.
Oh, I thought that was the episode you're talking about.
Yeah. But yeah, we will get into the episode because it is a really good episode. I enjoyed it a lot. And I started to remember a lot of it as I was watching it. I got through it pretty fast. I was taking a lot of good notes, and I just enjoyed everybody's interaction with each other. I liked it.
Yeah, me too.
But before we break it down, Jamie, why don't we do a quick catch up? Our first of 2024. What's going on with you?
Literally nothing new.
Nothing. What did you do for New Year's? Did you do anything fun for New Year's? I don't even
So
talk to you.
I know we really didn't. We stayed home, and then actually right before, so like 10 minutes before the ball dropped for you, well, not for you guys. You guys would have been in bed. It would have been 3 a.m. for you. But Chris and I went for a drive. And literally, we were heading towards the strip, and it was just the entire strip, just fireworks, boom, boom. I took video of it.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's on Facebook.
Yeah, I did see
So,
that.
yeah, it was crazy. I can't imagine what it'd be like on the strip to experience that. I mentioned it to Chris, but apparently, we probably would have had to get like a hotel room because they block everything off, and it's impossible to find parking.
Oh.
So it'd be easier to literally get like a hotel room and then walk the strip because they completely block it off to cars because there's people everywhere. So that's what we would have had to do. And we got kids here, so we can't just disappear for like a weekend, even if we're only like, 20
Jesus.
minutes,
Is
30 minutes down the road,
it
huh?
Jesus? You
I
can't.
know, can't just disappear like that. So, but yeah, that's pretty much what we did. It was pretty cool though. And then it's not even just the strip, it's like all of the neighborhoods in their backyard. They have like real fireworks, and that's just going off too. So literally everywhere I looked, there was fireworks. And because it's, we're in Vegas, like Nevada, everything's flat. There's not like there's trees, but not like what you're used to. So you could see everything for miles, which is pretty cool. How was your New Year's?
It was good. We ended up going out to dinner. We celebrated our 17th anniversary together. Big
Hey.
1-7. And
Congrats.
thanks. We went out to a really nice restaurant called the White Dog Cafe in Haverford. We usually go to the one around here for like brunch if we like decide we want to go to brunch. But this one was, it's a really big restaurant. It was not what I expected. And the waitress gave us a card that said happy anniversary. And I think we left it there. I took a picture of it, but I was like, Justin, do you have the card they gave us? And he said, I thought you took it. I think we left it there.
Oops.
And they gave us a nice complimentary dessert, but the food was delicious. Like everything we ordered was great. And then we ended up just coming home and we were going to go out to like a bar around home, but I was like, let's just go home. And we just laid in bed until the ball dropped and had Happy New Year, and we both zonked out. And then the next day we ended up going to oh my God, Jamie, it was so funny. He loves the Mummers Parade. If you're from Philly, you know about the Mummers. It's I hate the parade. I don't even really like watching it on TV. It was never my thing.
Yeah, I never got into it either. I could care less.
Yeah, I don't
It's too
care.
many people, and like I've had a friend, not even to cut you off, a friend that was there 1 year, and she said that she had her Bluetooth in, but her phone was like in her pocket or something, and somebody bumped into her, and they stole her phone, and she didn't realize it until it disconnected from her Bluetooth because she was on the phone. Yeah, and that's when she realized like, oh, my phone's disappeared. Like
Yeah, you
I'm
gotta put
good, dude.
everything in your
There's
front pockets when you walk around in the city.
yeah, I don't know. I'm good with that, dude. That many people, like,
Yeah,
but anyway.
it was a lot. So we ended up going into Center City. We took the subway and went. So then when we were walking through the crowds, he yelled at this lady who had a dog.
Why?
Because they were like blocking the way to get through. Because this lady has a dog, and everybody just stopped to look at the dog. Because everybody's fucking drunk, you know. And
Yeah.
we're trying to get through. And he goes, "You're holding up people back here because of your fucking dog." Was like, "Oh my
No.
God!" I was like, "You gotta calm down." So then the guy in front of us, this kid in front of us, this kid in front of us, he starts talking to Justin. He was like, "The dog was really cute," and he goes, "No, that dog's an asshole because they were holding up people from walking by." And he said, "Fuck that dog." And he was like, "Get the fuck away from me before I slap you."
Oh
I
my
was having
God.
like a conversation with him. And then I was like, "What is wrong?" He's like, "I
Was
fuck."
he PMSing?
Yeah, he was in like a mood. I don't understand. The lady had stuff to set him off. But
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
I said, "You gotta cool your jets, man." I was like, "We gotta, like, I didn't even want to come here. You're all upset." But we ended up just going to his sister's, and we saw Mikey and his other nieces and nephew, his niece and nephew, and we had lunch at his sister's. And then we went to the
Okay.
Five Below and got a bunch of stuff because it's like their big headquarters store in Center City. It was really nice.
So it was huge.
Yeah. But I had a nice little break from work. I took off like after Christmas until after the New Year. So I like did nothing for like a good week. Like I caught up on TV. I like cleaned my apartment, and yeah, it was nice. But all right, well, I'm happy that we both had a nice New Year's and a nice break, and I'm glad that we're back together tonight recording this episode, Jamie.
Me too.
Right, why don't we get into it? What do you say? Okay. So this week, we are recapping season 6, episode 2, The Song Remains the Same, which is very true with these two. It aired October 2nd, 2002, written by Gina Fattori, our friend, and
Yay.
directed by Robert Duncan McNeil. So this aired the same night as the season 6 premiere. It was like a two-parter episode. So
Okay.
it made sense that they would air this in one night. And I do remember that. So we're continuing from the first episode. Dawson and Joey are waking up from their night of passion, and we see like their shirts on the floor. Dawson is like putting his arms around her, and they're like putting their hands like
He's
intertwined.
like kissing her shoulder and getting all smoochy smoochy as she wakes up and turns into the morning bath to go wow.
Yeah, so they fucked all night, and then they fucked in the morning, and then she wakes up, and she's by herself, and there's a note on the pillow, and she's like, she wakes up smiling, and then she's like, "What? Where is he?" And the note says, "Went out for breakfast."
Yeah.
And he ends up coming back like right away, but he doesn't have breakfast. He brought her coffee. Like, that's
And
not.
a rose that he clipped from the gardens up.
Oh yeah, it's a $500 fine.
Yeah, for clipping one of the roses.
Yeah, because they're all over Worthington. And she says, "It's kind of hokey, don't you think?" He says, "Yeah, exactly what I think." She's like, "We should probably stop and think about this and see how it's going to affect us and blah, 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 blah." She does the whole Joey and Dawson thing. And he kisses her to stop her from talking. And he's like, "Maybe we'll do that later. Like, shut up. Like, we don't have to do this right now."
Right.
So he kisses her again and they fall back into bed, and I'm sure they fucked again. So her vagina must be very sore. That's all I could think of. Although she
Maybe not.
hasn't, I don't think she's had sex in a while, so maybe she really enjoyed it. I don't know. Maybe she was like, her vag was like just eating up his dick. Who
Probably.
knows? So we get the opening credits. It's now called Joey's Creek, and we cut to Audrey and Pacey in their huge ass hotel room that she got for him. He's like getting ready to go on his first day. So it wasn't the interview. It was this, yeah, it was an interview.
It was an interview, yeah. It was like a group interview type thing.
She's laying in bed still trying to order room service, and he hangs up the phone and he's like, "We can't afford that." Because she's like, "Let's get some champagne or Bloody Marys." And he's like, "Well, we're not in Dynasty." Yeah, that's when she says, "We can afford it." "Well, my dad can afford it." He's like, "Don't you have class in an hour?" And she's just like, so la-di-da. She's like, "I'm not going to class. I'm going to lay in this hotel all day."
I feel like if we're paying attention, we can kind of start seeing, like, if we're really paying attention to her, start seeing like the issues that they're probably eventually going to have.
Yeah.
Cause like she doesn't go to class at all. It gets brought up again later cause she ended up not going at all. And then who knows what she ordered. And there was
Oh,
something else that happened later.
she said she was feeling continental.
Yeah. And then she went shopping, but it was also Joey's birthday. So can't be mad at her for that. I mean, I don't know. Right now, she only blew off one day, even though it was like back to school day, right?
Yeah,
I
I
don't
think
know.
it was like her second day of class. She didn't go to it.
Yeah. So she blew off her second day. I'm not saying it's a problem yet, but we should definitely pay more attention to her to see if we notice those signs before, they're like, "Oh, we got to take you to rehab."
I do think this episode she wasn't as funny, or she wasn't as much of a comedic source of comedy as she
The
normally was.
reprieve, yeah,
She was,
right.
you could tell she was like just annoyed all the time at things. And Busy Phillips was getting a lot of like the great lines, like I feel like last season. Like she really was like the comedy of the show. And I feel like so far, 2 episodes in, she's kind of like, I don't know, they're gonna make her dark. I don't like it. I don't remember her storyline. I just remember she goes to AA. That's it. Or she goes to rehab or something.
Yeah, she goes to rehab. I think she ends up with a drinking problem.
Yeah.
But I don't remember how we got there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't remember how we got there. So
It'll probably be next episode. Who knows?
we'll just blink and all of a sudden there's a problem. No.
Yeah. They're like, "Audrey, this is your intervention. It's only been episode 3 episodes in."
Yeah. And I
Like,
mean, they make a road
guys.
trip to go there, don't they? Don't they make a road trip to like send her off?
Yeah, because they bring Jack Osborne again.
Yeah. I don't know.
Don't know either.
We'll find out because I don't remember.
Oh, Jack Osborne's in it, and so is Seth Rogen. Isn't Seth Rogen in it? Because they were both in Freaks and Geeks. I think he's in the episode too.
I don't remember.
Anyway, that's later down the line. So now we cut to Jen and Grams. They're on Boston Bay campus, and she's like talking about the books that they're going to share for art. And she's like, "And they gave us a math book by mistake." And Grams is like, "That's mine, Jennifer." And she's like, "Wait a second, math?" And Jen gets really like, she's really funny. She goes, "And I suppose this has nothing to do with a certain someone who teaches math." And Grams is like, "Are you implying there's something wrong with taking an interest in someone's life's work?" And she's like, "It's a slippery slope, Grams. One minute you're taking an interest, then the next you're sublimating your own thoughts and desires. And for what? For the grand chance to participate in the greatest patriarchal heterosexist fraud that is monogamy?"
That's a mouthful, man. They always
I
give these
know.
people mouthfuls.
Like, why is she just not happy that her grandmom's in a fucking relationship? It's so weird.
I don't know.
And why wouldn't Grams be monogamous? Like, that's all she knows. She's
Right.
really 76. What's she gonna do? Go fuck around with like old men all day? Ugh. So Grams just laughs at her, and Jen is just going on about how is this how you want to spend your golden years, Grams? Being with one person who, whatever. Whatever Jen is saying. And then Jen notices Grams is looking past her. And we see that the guy behind Jen is like sort of like eavesdropping on them. And it's played by, the guy is played by, it's Jensen Ackles. I don't know what his name is because they don't ever tell us his name in this
Yeah,
episode.
they never tell us his actual character name, but it's Jensen Ackles. Enough
But
said.
I think his character's name is CJ. But don't you think it's weird that they never told us his name?
Yeah. Maybe, but I don't think he has that much of an importance in this though. He gets Jen into this thing, and I'm not sure how often we see him after that.
I know they start dating.
Really?
Yeah, I think they like sleep together.
Hmm.
But he looks great. I always thought Jensen Ackles was so attractive. His hair is like longer, not like
He's
that.
hot no matter what they do to that man. They could probably give him a mullet, and I think I could overlook it.
Yeah, I think he's really, really cute.
He is
So
extremely cute.
yeah, Jen turns around, she's like, "What?" And then he says hi. And Jen's like, "Are we bothering you? Because if it's not too much trouble, you could get your own conversation." Like Jen is just on a fucking rampage. And he's like, "I've been trying to figure out how I know you." And he's like, "I think I heard you on the radio." And Grimes is like, "She was. She's very good too." And Jen's like, "Busted. I was on the radio, but I'm not anymore. Thank you very much for listening, but bye." And he's like, "What, did you get fired?" And she's like, "Is this an interview?" And he's like, "No, I'm just curious." And she's like,
So
"There was just."
defensive, man. She's so completely defensive.
I know. She's just so angry. She's so manic. It's so crazy. And, she says, "There were some artistic differences between me and the new manager." And he's like, "All right, fine, we'll say that." And she's like, "All right, fine." And she turns around and she starts talking to Grams again. And then Grams invites him over to join them. And Jen makes this face at Grams, like, "Grams?"
Ram's trying to help a girl out.
I know.
She's trying to help a girl out.
Because she's like, "I want you to get off my back. Go bother him." Like, you're so concerned about my life. Go worry about your own. So now we cut to Pacey. He's in his interview with a group of other young guys, and they all are wearing suits. And we find out that he's trying to become a stockbroker. And the main guy, I guess he's his boss, he comes out and he's like giving them an analogy about like what they're selling is hope. Because Pacey's like, "You mean like money?" He's like, "Does it have to do with money?" And he's like, "No, it's hope. It's that feeling like when you buy a lottery ticket and you think you're gonna win the lottery, and it's that feeling like, am I gonna win?" Like, I don't even know what he's talking about. But
He's just talking about scamming people who are like, oh, maybe I'll win. It's an adrenaline. Gamblers. He's talking about scamming
gambler.
gamblers. That's what that is.
Well, he's a stockbroker, so he's supposed to help people get money.
Right.
But he gets money in the long run because they're paying him. So Pacey's like, "Why would anybody want this job considering the market is screwed?" Oh, anyway, that's when he says they're selling hope. The guy's like, "Anybody who wants it bad enough, we'll see you Monday morning." And he tells him to leave. And Pacey's like, Pacey goes up to the guy and he's like, "I'm Pacey Witter. Like, who are you?" And he's like, "My name's Rich Rinaldi." And Pacey's like, "I don't want to wait till Monday. I'm all in. I want to work right now." And he's like, "All right, well, I'm looking forward to working with you, Pacey. See you Monday, because like you have paperwork to fill out." And as he's leaving, the guy turns around and he's like, "Hey, Pacey, I think you might want to rethink this suit. It seems a little gay."
Oh, that was weird. I'm like, why? Is it the tie?
No, it's because in the last episode, it's Jack's suit. So I think
Oh.
he was making a thing about that. So the guy said he looks. It's so dumb. It was such a dumb joke.
It yeah.
Didn't land for me at all. I thought
No.
it was stupid. We cut back to Dawson and he's packing up his backpack and he's shaking the Hollywood snow globe that he got Joey for her birthday. And Joey comes out of the bathroom and she's like, "Hi." And he goes, "You look beautiful." And she says, "Thank you." And he's like, "I have to work, but I want to get together later. Like, can we get together around 5? And he's like, "I'll call you." But not like the bad cliche, like, "I'll say I'll call you because but I never do." And she's like, "Not like the standard blow off you get from a frat guy trying to make a graceful exit from the world's most embarrassing hookup." And he's like, "Yeah, no, I mean, no, not like that." And she's like, "Not embarrassing." She says, "So I guess after last night, all words have lost their meaning. I spent 15 minutes in the bathroom trying to come up with something to say, and all I thought was, hi. And he's like, I liked it. It was heartfelt and sincere. She's like, it was
All she said was hi. How is it heartfelt and sincere? Bruh. What?
I think it they're acting so awkward.
They are awkward. And I mean, it's an awkward thing, I guess, the first time you have sex or something. I mean, it could be awkward, maybe. I don't know. But I just thought the whole thing was just weird.
But they've been waiting to do this forever, and they finally did it, and they're acting like,
Weirdos?
yeah, like they can't handle it.
No, they can't handle a relationship together.
It's
Like,
so weird.
they really can't. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's
Look,
wild, man.
I will say their whole interaction together in this episode before it blew up, I really did appreciate. I thought it was working. And I know what happens down the line, but I really thought it was working. And like I don't understand why they did this, only to break them up again. It's so weird. I don't get it.
I don't know, probably just to give the fans who are still Dawson and Joey what they
Probably.
want. It
You're
was just to give
right.
them what they want and then they get back to their regularly scheduled,
Now that you say
event.
that, now that you say that, I'm thinking, I think that's what I thought back then. They finally gave the people who wanted them together, they wrote it in a way to bring them together, only to just say, like, we're not gonna keep them
Yeah.
together now. So
So it ends the will they won't they. It gives everybody what they want, and then we can move on.
Yeah, it's so crazy to me. This show's so fucking crazy. So, he's like, I can top that. The note I left you this morning, 4 drafts. He's like, I wanted to come up with something meaningful that encapsulated what had just happened, and all I could say was, I got you breakfast. Which he didn't even get her breakfast.
No, he got a coffee. Not even a coffee. I think it was like a latte.
Yeah. She couldn't even fill her belly up after getting pounded all night.
He might
So,
not even be a good lover. We don't know.
well, she liked it. If they're fucking all night and all morning, Jesus.
It's Dawson. He could be terrible. She probably would let it go.
Well, at least they didn't have the conversation that she had, that she and Pacey had after they had sex,
Well.
where he was
Well,
like, "Was I good?" She's like, "Was I?"
that's a conversation of a bunch of teenagers.
So his phone
Insecure
rang.
people who've never done it before, like, oh my God, was it terrible? Where can I improve? I don't know what I was doing.
You
That's what
know.
that was. Mm-hmm.
So his phone rings and he has to answer it because it's Todd, and Todd's waiting for Dawson. And before he leaves, she's like, I have to ask, where are the other 3 drafts? And he's like, in the dumpster. She says, when you went out to get coffee? And she's like, I thought that was a little suspicious. And he's like, well, now that you mention it. And then she just cuts. He wants to tell her what's going on. Because he goes, now that you mention it. And then he's cut off by his phone ringing again, and it's from Todd. And Todd's yelling at him, and he has to go. She goes, just go before the devil calls 3 times in less than an hour. I don't want to see what happens. Before he goes, he wants to make sure she's okay, I guess. But she stops him, and she starts kissing him, and they start kissing each other again. Then they show them both on either side of the door, like, it looks like Dawson has something that he wants to talk to her about, obviously. And she's in like total like bliss because she's like enjoying what just happened. Like
Yeah.
he's happy that it happened, but he also has this thing that he has to tell her, but he doesn't know how to do it. So, but he's happy, you know, he's like happy that it actually happens.
I'm sure they've been working that up in their mind for a really long time. You know what I was thinking about that we didn't quite touch on? So we know that later when the truth comes out on Joey's birthday dinner before her surprise party, that morning he broke up with Mystery Girl, right? But we didn't, like, he probably never was going to end up bringing it up at this point until she called and she kept calling. And made me think, dude, this guy broke up with her answering machine. He broke up with her answering machine. Dude, he didn't even talk to the girl. So the girl was probably at work all day because we find out later, I think she was like an actress or something on the set that he was working on back in Cali. And she was probably working. So he broke up with her answering machine for her to get off work, listen to it, and then be like, what the fuck? And then call him repeatedly. And there had to have been some seriousness in it for this girl to continuously call him back to back like that. Like she was trying to get through to have a conversation. So I'm still not buying it. I
Well, we'll find
don't
out. Because
know.
I do
Yeah, I think
remember
we do find out. I think we meet her at some
we
point.
do. It's Bianca. Her real name is Bianca Kiljic or something like that.
Yeah.
And I think her character's name is Natasha.
It's episode 13 that they go cross country for Audrey.
Oh, okay. We
So
got a
we got
ways to
some got
go.
a ways to go. It's called Rock Bottom.
Okay. Good to know.
Awesome.
We cut to Dawson meeting Todd at a parking garage with his coffee, and Dawson tells Todd that he spent the night with a friend, and Todd's like, "Well, details?" Like, Todd's so annoying. He's like cute, but he's so annoying. Like, he's so aggressive and abrasive. And Dawson's like,
Yeah.
"Not a chance. Every good thing that's happened in my life, I've essentially managed to talk out of existence, and I'm not going to do that this time." And then they leave. I'm like, "Wow, Dawson. Wow."
Yeah.
He had like his weird moment. Joey shows up at the bar, Hell's Kitchen, and guess who bumps into her? Eddie, Oliver Hudson from her class.
Literally bumps into her. He's so rude.
And she calls him out and she's like, "You probably don't remember me." And he's like, "No, I do. How's it going?" And then he leaves. He like walks off and she stops him again, but he's like, "I'm in a rush." And she's like, "You should just apologize and move on." And he brings up what happened in class. He's like, "Look, read the book. If you're going to come to class, read the book so you're prepared." And she's like, "No, you just bumped into me." Like, it had nothing to do with class. So then he apologizes and he goes, "I didn't realize that you were so delicate." And I think he like winked at her.
I think he did too.
So then
He did.
Emma is happy to see Joey, our British friend Emma. Emma's like, "Oh, so you want to be hit in the bum by drunken men?"
That
And
was perfect,
Joey's
Stephen. Do it again.
like, "No, you want to be hit in the bum by some drunken men?" And Joey's like, "Well, I'm trusting my instincts on this one." And she's like, "There's still an opening, right?" And Emma's like, "Yeah, I'll put a good word in for you." And she's like, "Meanwhile, fill out the application." Remember filling out applications, like paper applications?
Yes.
My God, it's so funny. So she looks over at Eddie and she asks Emma if he eats there a lot. And she's like, "Him? No. But he is the bartender." That's not how she talks. She's more like fancy. She's more posh, Emma.
Very posh.
So then, so Joey's just like, "Really?" So like, "If I work here, I'm going to have to work with him." Meanwhile, they're going to start dating. What do you think of Eddie so far?
I don't know. I remember them dating.
Yeah, I
I
do.
don't really remember him that much, though. So I don't think that I cared that much.
I just remember him being very gruff. Like he was always mad or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we'll see. I'm very interested to see how their relationship goes because I don't remember it a lot of it. But we cut to Graham's. We're at Graham's with Pacey and Audrey and Jack, and Pacey's making them spaghetti. And Jack comes down and he says that he looked at a bunch of places, but they were all disgusting. And Audrey makes a comment about how that's very gay of him, that he likes being neat. Like all these weird gay, like.
Yeah, I don't know what they're trying to do while they're saying stuff like this. It's completely unnecessary. Like, what? We already know he's gay. Why are we making all these innuendos all of a sudden?
For the audience to remember that Jack's gay.
I'm pretty sure we never forgot. Like,
Oh, I did sometimes. So Pacey wants to convince Emma to let them live there. So he makes Audrey call and set up an appointment to go see the place again. But she doesn't want to because she's like, she doesn't want to live with you guys. Like, I don't know any girl that would want to live with you. You're both slobs or whatever. So then Pacey dials and Audrey gets on the phone and she's like, "Can I come and see the apartment?" So Pacey's got a plan.
he's always got a plan. He's a man with a plan.
I also thought Joshua Jackson looked very skinny. His face was very skinny in this episode. He looked like he
I
had
think
lost.
it's the facial hair. I think the facial hair, I don't know. Maybe it's not. Usually the facial hair is the opposite effect, right? It's only after you shave it that it's like you look weird. I don't know. I just don't like this.
I don't mind it. I think he looks older, but I think
That definitely makes him older. I just don't like it.
he just looks very thin. I don't know. And Jack's hair is still terrible. Like I don't get it.
Not as terrible as Jen's.
So now we cut to Jen with CJ. We're just gonna call him CJ, even though we don't know his name yet.
Okay.
We cut to Jen and CJ, and they're talking. They're like sitting together, and he says he thinks it's sweet that she lives with her grandmother. He's like, "Look, I need something from you." And she gets up because she thinks that he's gonna start talking about religion. She's like, "Look, I've been there. Now I don't want to do it again. It's not my thing." And he's like, "No, just let me just get it out." And she's like, "All right, but I'm gonna perch. I'm not gonna fully sit down." And she's like, I can leave whenever I want." And he goes, "Have you ever heard of the stand?" And she gets up to leave. And he goes, "No, it's a peer counseling group." And he's like, "I think you would be good at it." And she's like, "Good at it?" And he's like, "I want you to come to a meeting because he thinks she can help people." So he wants her to be a part of this teen counseling group.
Her reaction the entire time before you could even spit it out was pretty funny. She's like, "Nope, I'm out of here. It's about religion. Nope, I'm out of here. Nope, I'm perching. I'm not sitting. I'm perching. You got to tell me. Nope, I'm out of here."
Yeah.
He's like, "Will you just stop? It's not about that."
It was funny. I was confused though. When she was at the meeting and she left, was that really the peer counseling meet? Was that really the group?
That's definitely the area because when she goes back later, it's that store or set or whatever they're in. So, yeah,
Oh.
I guess so. And it was just like, remember, these people were really here just to give them let them talk and to give them resources. Like, it's nothing super crazy. And some people just wanted, a hug or some shit. Like, it was very touchy feely. And that's why Jen walked out. Jen's like, yeah, no.
I wasn't sure if it was like a setup, and that really wasn't the group, but I'm guessing it was because he did go in after they talked. So now Joey's meeting Dawson, and it looks like she's outside of like a metal garage or something. And she's looking for Dawson, and she calls him and she goes, "I think I made a mistake." And he goes, "Excuse me?" She's like, "I can't find you. I'm outside." And then he opens a door and he
She's
like,
like, "I think I made a wrong turn or something because I'm where I am, there's nothing here."
yeah. And then he lets her inside and they're on a movie set. Like suddenly that little garage that she's standing outside of turns into this ginormous set. Like it made no sense. So they were actually on the set of the
Yeah,
show. That
I
was
can
like,
hear that.
yeah, like they were on. It was so funny. 'Cause I was like, we walked through all that. That's so funny. Dawson tells her that they're making a horror movie, and Dawson says Todd let him help design the house because he doesn't know what a typical American house looks like. And he smiles at Joey, and she looks over and she realizes that she sees Dawson's front porch. She's like, "Oh my God, Dawson, it's like we're back in
I
Capeside."
know. She was just like, "This is amazing," and blown away the whole time.
Yeah, it was pretty cool though.
It was pretty cool. It was cool that they got to walk around and, that we got to see what their actual set looks like as like a dummy.
Exactly.
So that was pretty cool.
She says, "It's incredible."
Yeah, she used a lot of adjectives. And then they even walked upstairs to where his room would be. But it's not a room anymore. It's just, a stage.
Yeah, he goes, "We ran out of money." But she goes, "Dawson, this is your movie." And he goes, "Yeah, except it's not." And she goes, "You've come a long way from Sea Creature from the Deep." So they're standing on this, like, on top of where the bedroom should be. So, like, above the porch. And he's standing behind her, like, holding her, and she's in front. And Todd's walking through the set. And he calls after Dawson, like he calls up to Dawson, and then he sort of does a double take and he realizes that he's like with a girl. And I was like, how did he miss her in the first place? She would have been the first person that he saw. It made no
Right, because she was She was first.
So Todd sees Dawson and he calls Dawson a sick bastard. And then he notices Joey and he's like, Leary's got a bird.
This guy's so weird, dude. I can't tell if I like him or not. Like, he's funny, but he's like a creep at the same time, and he's
No.
annoying. I don't know.
I don't know either. Plus, he looks really short.
He does kind of look short. I mean, I think Dawson, like the actor, like I think he's not a short dude, right?
No,
He's
he's
kind of
not.
anybody that stands next to him is going to look short regardless.
Yeah, James Vanderbeek was pretty tall when I met him. They all were. All the
Yeah.
guys were tall. So Dawson introduces Joey to Todd, but there's like hardly any conversation, and Dawson like rushes Todd away because it looks like he's like gonna say something, but and Joey's in like La La Land, like she has no idea what's happening. But you can tell Dawson is being like anxious about the meeting.
Right.
So Dawson updates Todd on his schedule for the next day, and then Todd tells him to go get him Tiger, and Dawson's like, I will. We cut back to Jack, Pacey, and Audrey at Emma's to look at the apartment. And Emma wants nothing to do with them. She even throws a dig at Audrey for not having a brain because she's with Pacey. And Pacey goes into his whole thing about how they should get the apartment. But Emma tells him it's too late because the lesbians are going to take the apartment. They actually are on the stairwell and they're like, we'll take it. The two lesbians who just met the night before, they're moving in together now.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes, right? I've heard, you know what's so funny? Because Pacey, I think, even brings it up about how like lesbians are, how they like rush into things, and then next thing you know, then like a week later they're breaking up. And I feel like, did we talk about this before? Or maybe I talked to
Yeah.
somebody else about this before, where it was like this is not the first time I've heard this.
I've said it before.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like they call it U-Hauling. Lesbians U-Haul. They meet and they move in together because they get a U-Haul and get all their stuff together.
God, how much money do you think they go through doing that? They meet, they move into one place, lasts a month, and then somebody's got to move out.
It's also gifts. Like, it's also like trying to show your love by buying gifts. I feel like that's
Yeah.
a thing too. I don't know. I see it a lot. I mean, I saw it with my sister and her ex all the time. They were always like showing off shit that they bought one another. And I used to get like used to cringe at it. I used to be like, nobody cares. And
I don't think I've ever heard of
I see her ex still doing it with her current girlfriend that she's like seven girls in now after my sister. And she still does it. And I go, it's so weird. Nobody cares that you got your girlfriend's shoes.
Oh yeah. I can't say I've ever been in a relationship where it was like gift giving heavy. It's more of like, oh, I thought I saw this and I thought of you. But
Yeah,
like it
that's
doesn't
how I
happen
am.
often. You know, yeah, that's how I am. I'm like, oh, like I stumbled across this and I thought of you, so I thought, you know, let me get this or whatever. Like it's more of a thoughtful side, not just look, I bought you shoes, look, I bought you jewelry,
Weird.
look,
It's weird
like,
showing off. I
yeah,
would
I don't know.
never post shit that I bought Justin and or took pictures of it and posted it to be like, it's weird. It's very weird to me. I don't know. And
Yeah, I
plus,
don't
like, I
know.
want to be private about stuff. I don't need to, like.
I think I might have only done that like once, and that was when I was like in my early 20s, and that's because I was so blown away. And what it was, my ex got me a Kindle Fire. Like it was like a first gen Kindle Fire. Is it the first one, first Fire that was ever there? And what it was is nobody was at the apartment that we were living in. So I walked home. Well, I walked in the door, ever the lights were off, and I looked down and I like there was stuff on the floor. And I'm like, oh my God, the cat shit everywhere. Like, what happened? Turned the light on and it was rose petals from the doorway all the way to our bedroom. And then it was all over the bed. And then like the Kindle Fire was in the middle. And it was like really sweet. It was like the first thing anybody's ever done to me. And I think I might have made a post about like how awesome he was. But like that's it, other than that. Like I don't think that I've ever posted stuff like that. Like I don't.
Me either. I mean, do people really want to see all the dildos I buy Justin? No, nobody wants to.
What?
I'm just kidding. yeah, I don't know. It's just very self-preservation serving to me. I just don't get it. And it's not like they're rich. I don't know. Whatever. I'm not getting into it. 'Cause I'll sound like such an asshole. But anyway, we cut to Jen. She's in that meeting. She's not enjoying it at all. She's not vibing with it. So she's like, I gotta leave. She leaves. But she runs into CJ as she's out on the street. And she's like, I can't go back in there. And he's confused. And she's like, it's just not for me. The hugging and the one day at a time. And then you see this really hot young man walking up behind CJ with his friend. And you're just like caught off guard. And you're like, oh my God, is that one of the stars of the show? But no, it's just a background actor who was there for the summer. And you're like, we should hire him for the show.
We should.
But that's it. That's all you see of him. And CJ's like, look, I get it. You're too cool for it, or it's not cool enough for you. And she's like, no, I'm just not a joiner. And she's like, look, good luck. It was nice to meet you. And she goes to leave. And he's like, why did you decide to come? And she's like, I made myself a promise over the summer that I would do things differently this year and to try to make new friends. And I can't do that by pretending to be somebody that I'm not, because the friends that I would make would think that I'm something that I'm not. And he says, well, what aren't you? And she's like, I'm not as great as the person as you think I am. And he says, well, it was nice to meet you. And if you do one thing this year, I hope you change your mind about yourself. And she like got wet. She's like, oh, you know what the difference is between him and Charlie? First of all,
What?
CJ has like more body mass.
True, true.
He has better hair, and he has a lot more has a better looking face. But I don't think CJ is a douchebag. I think CJ is being genuine. So I'm like looking forward to see where their relationship goes. He actually said on an interview on a podcast recently that it was hard to get to know Michelle Williams, to connect with her. Like they had scenes together and stuff, but he said it was hard to like break through with her. He didn't really like know her that well.
Well, not everybody is super social,
Yeah, but it's
so
so funny to think like actors, because Busy Phillips said the same thing about Katie Holmes. Like, we didn't really talk like outside of work, but like I would go over her house once in a while, but we weren't like hanging out on the weekends. But it's so interesting because the two of them have so many scenes together. You would think that they would be
they
like,
would have built some kind of like camaraderie
yeah.
outside of. Yeah, I don't know. Some people, I feel like aside from characters, some people's personalities just don't mesh.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Whether you work with them or not doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to be friends with them outside of work, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, there's people I thought of that I would like at work, and I absolutely hate their guts. So it happens.
See? Well, there you go. But we deal with them at work because we kind of have to, right? You put
Right.
that was aside and you're like, okay, we're just gonna be civil, but we just don't get along, and that's totally fine.
I know. I think some people don't get that. Like there's a difference between the actor and the character, you know?
Correct. Correct.
Because they're
Just
like,
because somebody has really great chemistry on stage or on a set doesn't necessarily mean that in real life they're gonna also get along.
it's so funny. Those are the delusional people.
Ones that forget that it is just a show.
Right.
And not everybody gets along.
The ones who send vomit emojis about Dawson and Joey. I'm like, oh my God, it's just a picture. So we're back at the apartment, and Pacey is trying to get Emma to pick them over the lesbians. Did you notice that Pacey grabs her waist and moves her towards like the kitchen area? And she kind of like jumped, like to be like, what are you doing? Did you notice that?
No.
He was very handsy with her. And I don't know if he meant to do it, but he grabbed her waist and he had his hands like on her bare stomach. It was so weird. Anyway, he's telling her that the lesbians will just fight and break up. And she's like, well, how do you know I'm not a lesbian? And he's like, that's a good point. I don't know. And he's like, look, if you let us live here, we're very protective because I know it's not a great neighborhood. And I'm a great cook and I'm monogamous with a girlfriend. And Audrey's making faces behind him like she's annoyed. And he's like, Audrey, help me out here. And she's like, I think this is going to be the end of our relationship if you like get this apartment. And he's like, help me, Audrey. And she's just like, no, I don't want you to live here. Because, like, I
Do
don't
you think
trust
that's why
you.
she starts drinking?
No, I think they're going to make Audrey in this like weird place in her life where she's just not happy. And
She
I
did
don't
just
know.
come back from a summer of partying. I did forget about that. It's been a month since we've watched the last episode.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. She's just gonna go down a fucking rabbit hole of depression. So, we cut to Jack telling the lesbians that there's a mouse problem. He's like, "Did Emma tell you about the mouse problem?" And then they run away because they're like, "Mice! Oh my God!"
You, I'm out of here.
So they leave,
They
and
didn't even
like,
verify it. They took it upon themselves to listen to two dudes that randomly came in to also look for the
I know.
apartment. She, I would have went
Competitors.
over to the person and been like, "Hey, so is this true?" But no, they were just like, "Oh my God, mice! Ew, we're out of here. Bye."
It's so funny because when we were moving out of Glen Olden, we were looking at this place in South Philly, and there were a lot of people there to look at the apartment when we were there. And Justin was trying to like show off, I guess. And I was like, can you like cool it? Like, calm down a little bit. Like, I don't even know if I like this place. And there were other people there, and he was trying to be so like pick me, you know? Like,
Oh, yeah.
and I was like, I don't want to live here. It's so small. It's not even like big enough. It's not a big
It was
enough
smaller
space.
than your current place.
I don't
Yeah.
even I it was a little bigger than our old place, but there was hardly any storage or like anything like that. But it was nice, but it was nice for like a single guy or a single
Right.
girl. But yeah, I was like, I'm not living here. And then we moved here, and I said, I'm not living here. Pacey's impressed by Jack, and Jack's like, look, when there's something I want, there's nothing I won't do because I'm gay. That's me being bi a bitch, a petty bitch. So we cut back to the movie set. Joey's like still looking around the set. She's all impressed because she's in Capeside again. And Dawson's like, I wanted to take you out officially for your birthday. And then he brings her out onto the porch set, and there's like hanging lights everywhere, and it looks really pretty.
It is pretty, no.
And she sees a gift basket, and she goes, "Whoa, there must be $100 worth of stuff here."
And
It's
he's
like
like 200.
packed.
And I'm looking at him like there's some fruit.
There's like
And
a
I
little bag
mean,
of
there's
cookies,
a bag of cookies and then a
champagne.
bottle of champagne. So unless that $200 is coming from the bottle of champagne and not the $20 worth of snacks in the basket, like you guys are a little exaggerative right now.
Why wasn't she that impressed with the bag or the basket of cold meds that Elliot left her last season? That was
I
way
know
over
that was at least
$200.
considerate. You know what I mean? He was like, "Oh, you're sick. I'm sorry you're sick and you had to bail on our date. Let
Cold
me get you
medicine's
some medicine so
expensive.
you feel better." He was actually genuine. He actually cared.
Made her a
Like,
note.
Joey did her dirty. Joey did him dirty.
Well, she did him a favor because now he's like in a gay bar right now trying to hook up with some guy with bad hair like him. So that's what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
So they toast to some champagne in these little plastic cups. And he says to Joey Potter on her 19th birthday, a day that will live in infamy. And she says, a great day. And he says, and one that hasn't ended yet. And they're walking back to her dorm. They're like, they lost track of time. We still don't know what time it is. It's late. And he says, time is our enemy. And then we find out that he's leaving tomorrow. And she's like, and then what? And he says, then I come back. And she goes, to what exactly? And he says, to us. To us. And then they kiss, and his phone's ringing. And she tells him to answer it. And he checks his phone, and it's not Todd. So they're like kissing again, and the phone starts ringing again. And she grabs the phone and she checks it and she picks it up, and it's a girl. She's like, who is it? And he's like, that's not fair. And he says, it's nobody. And then he says, it's a friend. And she says, well, what is it? Who is she? A nobody or a friend? And she's getting clearly upset. And he says, look, it's just somebody that I was seeing in LA. And she's just like, what? Like, you just dropped that bomb on me right now? And in that moment, Audrey opens up the dorm bedroom, and she's like, Hey guys, we're trying to throw a surprise party in here, so can you like get your asses in here now because it's not going so well. Joey's really pissed off right now. She does not want to go to a surprise party.
Can't blame her. No, can't blame her. She can't hide it either. She tries. She definitely tries. They're sitting there, they cut the cake, and they're giving her gifts, and she's like, "Oh, thanks. It's just what I wanted." And Jen's like, "Okay, are you okay?" No, I'm not.
Well, no, and then she grabs Dawson and they go into the bathroom together. And she
Glad
starts
everybody can
screaming.
still hear, you know.
In that big giant echoey room. And they got the same dorm room again, by the way. I guess they were able to get that somehow. I don't know how that
That's
worked.
theirs for their entire college
I
career.
know. They're like, this giant room is reserved for Potter and Liddell. So she's like, "You have a girlfriend? I sleep with you last night and you have a girlfriend?" And he's like, "I broke it off with her as soon as anything happened between us." And she's like, "When? In your mind?" Meanwhile, everybody outside the dorm can hear them. And Jen's like, "This is a very unhappy birthday." And he's like, "I broke out with her when I went out for breakfast." And she says, "I didn't know that you'd be getting up early to go break up with someone else." And he's like, "Would you rather I didn't?" And she's like, "I would rather you weren't involved with someone when we finally slept together." And he says, "I'm sorry if this ruins the fantasy, but this girl means nothing to me compared to you." And she's like,
Jesus.
"You should have told me." And he's like, "Where? When?" And she says, "Before." Like, really,
Yeah,
Dawson. Like,
obviously.
he's being a total dick. He really
The
is.
gaslighting that he starts to do when he just starts putting this on her, like, it's you, it's not me. I know what I want. You never know what you want. No, bitch.
Right.
We're deviating from the point. And the point isn't what I want or what I don't want. It's what you just put me through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not even about what she does or doesn't want. 'Cause honestly, I don't care what the history is. I feel like if somebody were to do that, I wouldn't want to be that girl, dude. I
I
would not
would
want to
be
be that.
hurt. I'd be offended too.
Yeah, I'd be hurt. I'd be offended, and I'd probably tell them to go kick rocks.
I would definitely tell them, like, "Look, I don't think we should do this.
No.
Like, I don't know where your
And
heart
he
is with
should
this
have
other
definitely
person,
told
but."
her before anything went on. Like, hey, before anything happens, I need you to know I did start seeing somebody. So before this can happen, like, I gotta handle some business, or this isn't gonna happen. You know what I mean? Like he needs to own up
He
to
didn't even have
it.
to, he really didn't even have to tell her that. You're right though, earlier when you said he could have just not done anything
Yeah,
until
he shouldn't
he
have.
got back.
He never should have put himself in a situation where he was gonna be in that kind of a spot. You know what I mean? Like, any dude who is seeing somebody, whether it's new relationship or a relationship that's been established for a long time, should never put themselves into a situation where they're not going to be faithful.
Yeah.
Bottom line, there is no argument on that.
Oh,
If you're going to do
Dawson.
that, even with somebody who you've known for years and years and years and years and years, then you should have been comfortable enough to say, "Listen, we can't do this as much as I want to. This is why, I want this. I like you more than I like this other person, but I got to handle that relationship first."
Yeah.
Something. You got to tell her something, or just don't even go there. Well, I understand that he puts Joey's relationship before that other relationship, and that's totally fine, but he should have never allowed it to go beyond a certain point until he canceled that relationship first. That's all I'm saying. I'm very adamant about it.
So they come out of the bathroom and she asks everybody in the room to raise their hands if Dawson should have told her he had a girlfriend before deciding to sleep with her. So like everybody is hearing what they're saying.
Everybody heard, yeah.
So only Jen and Audrey raise their hands and Jack's like, "All right, guys, like maybe just take a break from each other. Like, let's whatever." And Pacey's like, "No, I think we should all leave. We should just leave." And Audrey's like, "I can't. I cannot leave this room. I'm obligated to stay with Joey until she tells me that she does not need me." And Joey's like, "Audrey, it's fine. You can go." And she gets up and leaves. So they all leave. And
I commend Audrey for looking out for Joey. At first, though, I really thought, like, I can't leave. This is my room too. I thought that's where
yeah.
she was going to go with it, and she's like, "No, I can't leave until I know Joey's going to be okay." And I appreciate that in her fr as a friend, you know?
Yeah, she's a great friend to her.
She is.
She's proving it every single episode.
I know. They do her so dirty. Why do they always do these characters so dirty?
I don't know. So, Dawson and Joey have a conversation. He reminds her that they didn't talk all summer, and she says, "So I asked you to lie to me?" He says, "If we had stopped and thought for even a second last night, then they would have never had sex." And he's not sorry
Yeah.
he did it. And she says, "You have a girlfriend. How is that not a big deal?" And he's like, "Had." And then he admits that the timing is not perfect, but he's sick of waiting for the perfect timing. That's obviously never going to happen for them. And then she gets offended and she says, "Oh, right. Better get it over with. Sleep with Joey. Cross that off my list of things to do," which is how I would take it too. He's like, "This is never going to happen for us. So I might as well just fuck her tonight, you know?"
Yeah. Honestly, like, and the more that we think about it, and the, like, even just what he said alone, I'm just like, dude, he just wanted to do her.
I think it was, there's more to it than that, though. Honestly, I do. He
Yeah.
really truly loves her, and she loves him. It meant more than just like a one night stand. I really do think that.
I'd hope so, because that was terrible.
I mean, I've been watching this show since the beginning. I really do believe that they meant more to each other than that, though. I don't know. They just made Dawson just like a dog. I don't know.
Yeah, they made him like a guy.
He says, "Do you really think I've been waiting all these years to just sleep with you, then go our separate ways?" And she's like, "I'm sorry that you got sick of waiting, Dawson. I'm sorry I wanted our first time to mean something more then." And he says, "It does mean more. It means everything to me. I don't know what it meant to you."
Oh
And she says,
boy.
"You think I wanted this to happen?" And he says, "No, but that would involve you actually knowing what you want, which we both know is not likely to happen anytime this decade." Yeah, this is when he gets real nasty with her.
Yeah, he really turns into a jerk.
And she says, "Great, use something I said when I was a child." And he says, "Well, you still are a child. The same scared little girl who," and she goes, "Who what? Who what, Dawson? Broke your heart? Is the statute of limitations ever going to end on that one? Ever?" And she says, "Maybe I moved on faster than you did, but not everything that happens to you is my fault. And maybe because I want more from life than just," and he says, "More than what? More than us?" And he says, "You don't know, do you? You've never known. The entire time I've known you, the entire time I've known, wait, what the fuck am I writing here? The entire time I've known you, all you've wanted to do was escape. You've always called me the dreamer. I'm the one who doesn't want to live in the real world. Well, I'm doing it, Joey. It's you who wants the fantasy." He says, "I know what I want. I've always known what I want. And before we ruin whatever chance we have at a relationship, stop and think about this. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want things to end between us?" So we cut to the other four at the bar, and Audrey says, they do this all the time, right? No big whoop." And Pacey says that it's structurally unsound for two people to be that dependent on each other for life's happiness. And Jack agrees. And Jen says, "Oh, you're a non-believer." And he goes, "May I remind you who broke them up the first time?" I was like, that was a nice callback.
She's not wrong.
No. And then Jen says, "I'm just the roadkill on the Dawson and Joey highway." Which is also true. So Emma brings them over four very expensive so soft drinks, she says. And they don't want anything else. So she's like, great. So then Jack goes
They're
to
broke.
apologize for the afternoon and the lesbians. And she goes, "You can have it." And he's like, "What?" She's like, and she gives him the keys to the apartment. She's like, "You can move in this weekend. I just didn't want to give your friend the satisfaction." And he's like, "You will not regret this." And she goes, "Oh, yes, I will." So then he gives the keys to Pacey and they high five. And Jen says, "We should toast, but I'm mad that you're leaving me all alone with Grams." And Audrey's like, "I don't want to toast either because this could be the death of our relationship." So then they all toast the friendship. They're like, two friends.
F is for friends that do stuff together
Right.
with you and me.
We cut to Joey crying in the bathroom. Dawson sitting on the floor waiting for her. We find out his flight is at 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. And she's like, "You better give yourself some time." And he says, "Why are you doing this, Joe?" And she says, "We're doing this, Dawson. It's what we always do." I was like, this is true. He says, "Last night was real. Today was real. It's you, not me, who doesn't want to deal with the reality of an adult relationship. And she says, you're right about the fantasy. I want more than anything for us to be together, but not like this, not screaming at the top of our lungs about stuff that happened 4 years ago. And he says, but if we can't argue like this and get past it, then, and she says, then maybe there's nothing worth saving. Maybe last night was just two old friends making a huge mistake. And I was like, oh, that hurt. That hurt me a little bit.
Yeah, but also he was hurting her too.
I know, but she's always the bigger person with this shit. Because Dawson's such a, like, Dawson is always the, like, fucking dramatic crybaby with these arguments with her. And he's
True.
toned it down a lot since he's gotten older, but he is still throwing, like, jabs at her, which she does not deserve because she didn't know what was happening. But they could have sorted this all out if they just talked. Like, it's
I
just
know.
crazy to me. Like, they have zero communication. We've been saying this forever. So he says, wow, if that's how you feel, then I should go. And then he just leaves. He walks out. He, like, runs out of
And
the door.
then they do the whole both of them going for the doorknob but then turning away
Yeah.
montage.
That's the scene that Gina Fattori was talking about when she was on the show. She brought that up,
Yeah.
and I was like, oh, we're not there yet, but I remembered it as soon as I saw it. I was like, that's what she was talking about. So we cut to Joey crying in her bed, and she looks at the snow globe, the Hollywood snow globe, and she just cries some more. And we get the end credits. And that's the episode. Next episode is episode three, The Importance of Being Too Earnest. And I have no idea what it's about. So
I don't know either. Definitely curious.
I didn't even start playing it. I usually just let it play through, but I didn't do it this time. Joey, I did it again.
Me?
So I was reading Joey.
Sure.
Jamie, final
See?
thoughts?
So this episode finally happened. You know, we've been talking about it, or I've been bringing it up for a while now. We
Yep.
finally got here. And I was reminded of just how much Dawson was just a tool in this
Yeah.
episode. I don't know. I get it. They're both angry. They both got a lot to say. But honestly, ultimately, I stand by what I said. And I said he just did not handle it right at all.
No, I agree with you. I totally agree. I just feel like the writers thought that the writers knew they weren't setting them up for a season long romance. They did it for the audience reaction to get it out of the way. You're right about that. I totally believe that. But I feel like they just, if they had just communicated with each other and just talked about things, they wouldn't have ended so upset with one another. But they
That's
really
the kicker with these guys, though. They don't communicate ever.
just they just made him out to be like this fucking asshole again. And I don't know. I don't know how I would feel if I was Joey, if I had sex with the person I thought I was in love with my whole life, who they've been the past two seasons been back and forth, trying to sort out their love life with one another. They finally have sex, and now she's stuck with this whole, you were with somebody else. Like, how am I supposed
Yeah.
to deal with that?
I would feel
Crazy.
so bad about myself, honestly. Not even gonna lie. Like, I would just feel terrible because it's like, I would never want to be cheated on. But, and even though she wasn't aware of it at all, like, he put her in that position. She's like, I'm the other girl. I'm the other woman right now. You just
Yeah.
made me into the other woman.
It's true.
You know? I love this episode. I'm very curious because I do not remember what happens in the next episode or the following episodes, really, in the fallout with this entire situation and how the friends are going to handle it. Granted, Dawson's going back to California, so it's not like they are living in the same town right now where they have to pick sides and pick and choose like they've had in the past. But yeah, I definitely can't wait to watch the next episode.
Yeah. This is what I remember, like, really enjoying about it, 'cause it's very adult material. They're not in high school, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, even
for sure.
last year it was a little bit sort of like teenager type
It
stuff
was a
that they were dealing
transition
with.
season. They were transitioning. They were transitioning from high school to college, and now we're fully ingrained, fully integrated. We're fully integrated into college.
Yeah.
So we're getting, adult situations.
Yeah, like even them having like a glass of champagne on the movie set, that was nice. I like that.
Yeah.
With them going out for drinks at a bar, like it's I like that because they're not
Even
kids
if it's for
anymore.
sodas.
But yeah. Oh my God, and if we're already going to do episode 3 next week, it's crazy. It's gonna go by so fast. All right. Well, before we go, we got a nice comment from a listener named Elizabeth on Instagram. So she writes and says, "Just have to tell you both, I love the dramatic reenactments in the podcast, especially Graham's. I'm only on the Witch Island episode now, but I've grown to appreciate the reenactments with each listen." I did have further conversations with her, and I told her, "Oh God, that was like one of our least favorite episodes." If you want to have like a sequel to that, go listen to Four Scary Stories because that's even worse. I don't know if she did or not, but we appreciate your feedback, Elizabeth. We are happy that you're enjoying our reenactments. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, especially Stephen's grabs. I can't even grabs.
As long as I
Oh,
can hear her in my
Jennifer.
head, I
Oh, Jennifer. That math book is for me.
Is there something wrong with wanting to take an interest in my boyfriend's life?
Life's work.
Jen's like,
Why does my voice go so deep when I do it?
well, I'm changing my voice, that's why.
Yeah.
What is that called again? Voice, what do we call it? Voice what?
Voice acting? Voice training?
Voice training. I'm
We're
training
training
my
your voices,
voice.
guys.
I'm training my voice to sound like Grams. One day I'm just suddenly just gonna talk like her for the rest of my life.
Oh my God, it's gonna get stuck like that. Just like when you go cross-eyed on purpose,
I
and your
know.
mom and your daddy tells you if you keep doing that, your eyes are gonna get stuck like that for the rest of your life. It's
Oh
gonna go
my
like that.
God, I should make a TikTok where I'm like, 1 week after watching Dawson's Creek, 3 weeks after watching Dawson's Creek, 4 weeks after watching Dawson's Creek, Jennifer, 5 weeks after watching Dawson's Creek, Jennifer.
A year and a half after watching Dawson's Creek,
Yeah,
Jennifer.
I just sound just like her. Funny. I am so happy that we got to record tonight, Jamie, and we talked for a good hour and a half before we even started. So,
Know.
some of that will be on our Patreon episode. So, if you want to listen to any uncut content, join our Patreon and go and check that out. I try to put some bonus stuff in the episodes, that we only put that. We only put in those episodes. So,
You guys don't get everything. Nah. No, I'm just kidding.
yeah, we like to give our paying customers some extra content. But yeah, if you want to join our Patreon, you can go to our link tree in any of our bios and join over there. Also, if you want to send us any type of feedback like Elizabeth did, you can send us an email at creektalkpodcast@gmail.com or send us a DM like she did, and we will follow back up with you or read it on our next episode. We love any type of response. We appreciate it. But Jamie, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at JLynn_book lover. And also One Stop Outdoors is live in action, guys. So if anybody's looking for some outdoor stuff, furniture, party stuff for your yard, grills, I don't know, whatever. The website's live, so go check it out. You can find it on my link tree. And we have a Facebook now. So, if you find us, go for it. Give us a like, follow if you want. We would appreciate the love and support. But yeah.
Great. And if you want to follow us, you can find us on Instagram and on Threads at Creek Talk Podcast. And you can find us on Twitter at Creek Talk Pod. Go and join our Facebook group and engage with us over there. And if you're feeling generous, you can always give us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcast and a 5-star rating on Spotify. It really helps us out a lot. So go over there and do that for us. We would greatly appreciate it.
You would.
But for now, thank you for listening. We hope everybody has a great weekend. We're very excited to get into this final season of the show and see what happens with this podcast. So, yeah. But we'll be back next week with an all new episode of Creek Talk Podcast. Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God.
Not for nothing, but I really am having a good hair day.
I told you in the beginning. Oh, that's what I forgot to mention. I'm wearing a Capeside High School sweatshirt.
Oh,
I
well,
was
you're
literally.
mentioning it now.
Yeah,
I'm
now I am.
still
Yeah.
recording.
I meant to do it in the beginning and I was like, I just saw it. I was like, I'm wearing this. That's what I meant to mention. Duh. Talking about the creek.